So yeah, I just picked up a flat earther, and I told him my theory on the hologram, and he couldn't hear me. But then after I talked a while, he started to hear me, you know. But it's just like anything else. If you get stuck in a system that's closed, you can't hear anybody else. So even though I spent my whole life decoding this thing, trying to figure out what's going on, and I've concluded that it's a hologram, even if somebody comes up, I listen to what they're saying and see if there's any kind of contradictions. And I told him, I said, well, here's the way, you know, to find a happy medium here. If you understand that everything is a projection from the spirit plane, and what we're experiencing down here in 3D, you can think of it like a video game where stuff doesn't happen. Stuff doesn't appear until it's needed, you know. And if you look at a computer game, it could look like a flat earth. But inside a hologram, you find what you're looking for. If you're looking for a round earth, you find a round earth. If you're looking for a flat earth, you'll find a flat earth. In a holographic projection, because all possibilities are in Christ, you're going to find whatever you're looking for. If you're looking for the truth, you're going to find the truth. If you look for the devil, you're going to find the devil. If you're looking for a flat earth, you're going to find the flat earth. If you're looking for a round earth, you're going to find a round earth. If you're looking for a hollow earth, you're going to find a hollow earth. Because a hologram, by its very nature, is a projection of your thoughts. Hello? You might say, what? What'd you just say? It's really easy. Imagine a wheel or a tire in your mind right now. A tire on a wheel. Project it out in front of you as a projection. It's a holographic projection in your mind. So you see it in your mind's eye, even though it hasn't appeared yet. But if you build it, if you build it, they will come, right? So if you build it, it's going to be an image of what you just thought. It's going to be a projection of your imagination, what you imagined. And so a hologram solves the problem, the debate. But if you get so stuck in one thing, it becomes a red versus blue game again. So I tried to find a theory that got rid of the red versus blue, and I believe the holographic theory is the secret.